This is Dakota Datebook for November 1st. On this date, in 1912, the Bismarck paper reported that the jail in Steele was under heavy guard to prevent a man from being lynched. The incident stemmed from a senseless murder that left the community speculating about the life and career of George Baker. The previous day, Baker had killed his wife, Myrtle, and father-in-law, T.E. Glass, a wealthy retired farmer and Civil War veteran. Baker was widely regarded as a worthless character who had wandered across the country working odd jobs. He'd arrived in town about 7 years earlier and was rumored to have served in the army, but was believed to be a deserter. While in town, he worked at a livery stable and on a section crew. Eventually, he married Myrtle, and they moved to California. After a month in California, Myrtle returned to North Dakota with her two young children to stay with her father. He had previously decided to rent out his house and spend the rest of his life at the old soldiers' home. But upon the return of his daughter, he arranged to remain in part of the house, sharing it with his daughter. Baker also returned from California and went to a cafe for breakfast and inquired about the location of his wife. After he found out, he went to the house. A woman living in the rented part of the house heard the subsequent commotion. Myrtle responded to the knock on the door, exclaiming, "My God, it's George." Baker entered, hurled foul names at Mr. Glass, and accused him of breaking up their home. He then shot Glass 4 times and Myrtle 3 times. The older son was off with relatives, but Baker wrapped his 3-year-old son in a blanket and left. With the witness raising the alarm, Baker was quickly arrested and promptly transported from Dawson to the county jail in Steele before an angry mob could form. However, on the morning of November 8th, Baker's mutilated body was found hanging in the stockyards in Steele. He'd been dragged face down through the streets, strung up, and shot. The jailers and sheriff didn't recognize the people in the mass mob, but they said they weren't from Steele. There's no record of anyone being charged. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Elise Erdrich. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.